is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children.
United States government is supporting it, and the American Congress and taxpayers are paying for it.
Without massive U.S. support, none of this could go on.
No other issue is treated in such a biased manner.
Because this is an issue of American foreign policy.
That is probably the reason why this stuff is simply censored out of the press.
So the most important thing to be aware of, and that we became aware of, is that this is not a struggle between equals.
It is not a conflict between two states. It's a conflict that engages an occupied people.
The Palestinians are both occupied and oppressed, and that their rights are being denied. The human conditions under which the Palestinians are living are worse than anything I've ever experienced before.
Bottom line is to remain sober for the Palestinians. that anybody that wants a future for their children, anybody that wants to get ahead in life, anybody that wants a normal life believes.
And that's really what's happening. Huge numbers, countless numbers of people. Several families in our church in the last 6 months have left.
If those who stay, parents and children live in fear of their lives. Really, it's going on 35 years. That's a long time. Now, two generations have found themselves deprived.